I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIP New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Terror defendant pleaded guilty. Officials say a man from Queens, New York, admitted meeting with a high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan in a scheme to smuggle money and equipment to the terrorist network. The suspect, Mohammed Junaid Babar, secretly pleaded guilty back in June to multiple charges of providing material support to a terrorist organization. He reportedly agreed to cooperate with authorities as part of a plea deal. According to a court transcript made public today, Babar told the judge he met with an unidentified Al-Qaeda official earlier this year in a tribal area of Pakistan near the border with Afghanistan. He said he and others provided money, night vision goggles, sleeping bags, and other material to the terrorist group starting in 2003. Babar is a U.S. citizen of Pakistani descent, also described arranging lodging and transportation for recruits to go to a jihad training camp, and even providing ammonium nitrate and other explosive materials for a bomb plot in London. That plot to blow up pubs, restaurants, and train stations was foiled back in late March when British authorities arrested 8 suspects and seized 1,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate fertilizer, which can be used to make an explosion from a storage locker in London. Babar, who grew up in New York, put on a terror watch list after authorities became aware of some inflammatory remarks he made to a TV reporter in Pakistan after the 9/11 attacks. He said despite the fact his mother escaped one of the World Trade Towers, his loyalty was to the Muslims, not the Americans. In April, he returned to New York. Police and FBI agents put him under surveillance and later arrested him. Babar is now being held without bail, faces up to 70 years in prison. No sentencing date was set. In North Carolina, a Pakistani national arrested and will face charges, federal charges, including immigration violations. The man spotted last month taking videotapes of Charlotte, North Carolina skyscrapers. Authorities say he acted suspiciously and was evasive when he was questioned. A man in Texas who celebrated his 21st birthday by getting drunk and stealing a small plane is getting 6 years in jail. Louis Kadlicek pleaded guilty to felony theft. South of Houston yesterday, the untrained pilot took the private plane for a joyride, crashed it into power lines and into a field, no one hurt. But authorities were worried that it was a terrorist attack. President Bush today selected Florida Congressman Porter Goss to head the CIA. Bush predicted his nominee will get support from both sides of the aisle during his confirmation hearings. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says he's not bothered by Republican Congressman Goss' party affiliation. The Democrat calls Goss a fine man, but Schumer says he would find it very hard to support anyone who doesn't back the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission for a National Intelligence Director. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hey, have you heard? Cialis is here. Are you ready? Get to know Cialis. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about prescription Cialis tadalafil. Find out today if a free sample of Cialis is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis, it's here. Are you ready?
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get four 20s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The folks from OFF zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of OFF Deep Woods. OFF Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in OFF Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Michael Moore is with us.
They're completely surrounded here, mostly right-wingers, and they're all day long going, rah, rah, rah. It's the sound of a dying dinosaur, because they know they only have a few more months left. You walk back here and you look at Air America and everybody's just so, hey, hey, how's it going? Happy and chipper. And you look all around us, all the sour faces.
Oh, I'm melting. Oh.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Indeed. The phone number here, if you would like to join in the fun and frivolity on a more direct level, the phone number is 866-303-2270. Toll free, of course, 866-303-2270. We might do Uncle Mike's Story Corner this evening. Yeah, it's a feature that we developed a couple of years ago where we take something that has to be told within the context of a story where, you know, we gather around. Uncle Mike will, you know, tell you the story. We at this time of night, we assume that most people are in their jammies and, you know, kicking back, right? Okay, so that's coming up, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. It's about a family booted from a Bush campaign rally because of their T-shirts. Ah, speaking of too stupid to be president, he hosted an Ask Bush event. Well, he's out on this Ask George Bush tour. Matter of fact, he was in Florida today. I heard some of it on I think on NPR, where John McCain was there with Bush. John McCain, you know, he kept reaching around trying to take Bush's pants down so McCain could kiss him on the butt once again. But anyway, we have some quotes from this Ask Bush event yesterday in Virginia. Wait till you hear him talk about tax cuts. If you weren't angry before, you will be now. Of course, I understand you're angry. Everybody's angry. It makes sense to me. Now, you would think that maybe once, just once, during the 4 years that this thug is in office, that he would make a government appointment or a nomination that needed Senate confirmation that was not another reelection ploy using another incompetent Bush sycophant, right? And if you would think that, well, you still don't know George Bush. Today he did it again with the naming Porter Goss, Florida representative to the position of CIA chief. Now, thank God, this one requires Senate confirmation, and I hope the Democrats will prevent this guy from assuming this position. A former CIA chief, Stansfield Turner, who is a Kerry supporter, called Porter Goss's selection, quote, a terrible appointment, end quote, and said it was intended, quote, to help George Bush win votes in Florida. Well, yeah. So Representative Porter Goss, the longtime chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, nominated by Bush to head the CIA, and if the Democrats will the Senate Democrats will please stand up this time. Please develop a pair. Challenge this. The American public is not going to say, "Oh, the Democrats are screwing up my president's administration. I'm not going to vote for Kerry." That won't happen. Please don't vote to confirm this guy, and then 6 months from now say, "Well, you know, I really didn't want to vote to confirm him, but I just didn't want to cause any trouble during an election campaign." Please don't do that, Senate Democrats. Please. Too Stupid to Be President praised Porter Goss for his long experience as a spy and legislator, and Bush said, "He knows the CIA inside and out." He does. He's been over there. Democrats said they thought Mr. Bush had made an error by selecting a clear partisan for the post. An error? Democrats said that? What is wrong with you people? Huh? Who said that? Nancy Pelosi? Tom Daschle? Who said that? Lieberman? Who said, maybe he's made an error by selecting a partisan for the post. What's wrong with these people? Nobody Bush has selected for anything has not been a fundamentalist Christian right-wing zealot, far-right neoconservative freak, Porter Goss included. Well, maybe Mr. Bush made an error by selecting a partisan for the... No Democrats, no Democratic leadership, it's no error. This is what George does. Democrats who serve on Goss's committee charged that he has ignored legislation they submitted 4 months ago to reform the intelligence community along the lines that the September 11th commission recommended. He's not going to do that. He's going to do what Dick Cheney tells him to do. The chairman of the House committee, as chairman of the House committee, Porter Goss was responsible for congressional oversight of the CIA, and the commission that investigated the 2001 attacks concluded that the oversight had failed. Now remember, Goss has been on this committee for 7 years, right? How long has he been chairman? Since prior to September 11th, this guy is a failure. He allowed 3,000 people to be incinerated in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. He's a stumble bum. And George Bush has nominated him. Truthout.org says Goss is a known ally of the Bush administration, has loyally carried water for the White House on issues ranging from the September 11th attacks to the Iraq invasion. Blatantly political nature of this nomination is obvious. Karl Rove, Bush's masterful political consigliere, is adept at placing divisive issues at the forefront of election seasons. Goss is a poor choice for CIA director for several reasons, yet Democrats raising legitimate concerns about him will almost certainly be labeled obstructionists. Well, too bad, Democrats. You're labeled obstructionist, when you get up to go to the bathroom. Democrats are all supposed to be very quiet and then die. That's what the Bush crime family wants you to do, Democrats. You're supposed to be very quiet Well, Tom DeLay, engineers redistricting across the fruited plain, border to border, coast to coast, to try to redistrict you out of existence. And when that doesn't work, you're supposed to take a deep breath and die. Now, with respect to the various investigations, and there were a bunch into 911, right? Goss was thrust into the limelight by Dick Cheney. Remember Cheney, who opposed any investigation at all? So why Goss? Why did Cheney? Because Cheney knew Goss could be controlled. And when necessary, he could make a fool out of his co-chair, Senator Bob Graham, the Democrat from Florida. Now, according to Buzzflash, who wrote this? I forget who wrote this, but this is at Buzzflash. Porter Goss performed his task brilliantly, giving clear priority to providing political protection for the president where concerned 911. Goss acquiesced when the White House and the CIA refused to allow the Joint Committee to report out any information on what Bush had been told before 911, ostensibly because it was classified. This gave rise to thinly disguised but eloquently expressed chagrin on the part of the committee staff director, who clearly had expected stronger backing in her negotiations with White House officials. Now, as a result of all this, this is what Porter Goss did. Completely absent from the Joint Committee's report was any mention of the president's daily brief on August 6th, that infamous brief which bore the title Bin Laden Determined to Strike in the U.S., even though the press had already reported the title and the gist of the that piece of evidence, it showed how out of touch with reality George Bush was, but Porter Goss kept it out of the committee's final report. Small wonder, then, that the families of 911 victims were outraged and pressed even harder for this so-called independent investigation, right? But this is Porter Goss. This is the boy that George has chosen. Now, the most notable and bizarre achievement of the Joint Committee was inviting the FBI to investigate members of Congress. Remember that? In June of 2002, Cheney called Goss and Graham to chastise them for a media leak. He and Graham promptly bypassed normal congressional procedures, went directly to John Ashcroft, and said, "Bring in the FBI! Investigate us!" And the next thing you know, the FBI is crawling all over Capitol Hill. This is Peter Goss. This is the man that today George W. Bush has nominated to be the head of the CIA.
The presidential election is just around the corner. The right has their propaganda. Make sure you have yours. Northern Sun can help. For over 25 years, we've been supplying the American left with t-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and a whole lot more. Do you think we need a president selected fairly? Tell your fellow Americans with a bumper sticker. Redefeat Bush in 2004. Do you think we need a smarter president? Say it with a t-shirt. Somewhere in Texas, there's a village missing an idiot. Do you think we need an honest president? Tell him with a bike sticker. Bush lied, thousands died. With hundreds of bumper stickers, buttons, and American-made t-shirts, Northern Sun can help you wear your thoughts on your sleeve, car, or bicycle. Visit northernsun.com or call 800-258-8579 for a catalog. And if your group has a unique message, we can custom print it on shirts, buttons, or bumper stickers. Remember, regime change begins at home, so let's vote Bush out. Call 800-258-8579 or visit northernsun.com. Thank you, and God bless the whole world. No exceptions.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR, but they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Past the hour. All right, so the bottom line on this replacement for George Tenet at the CIA, George Bush has nominated Porter Goss. Cheney said, look, George, this is the guy to nominate. This is the guy I want. I can control him. It's as easy as radar. So that's the one I want. Now, keep in mind, Goss, as chairman of the House committee, responsible for congressional oversight of the CIA and the commission that investigated the 2001 attacks, concluded that the oversight efforts had largely failed. Did that sentence make sense? The independent commission said that the congressional oversight had failed. Who was in charge of congressional oversight? Porter Goss. That's what I'm trying to say. So it makes perfect sense in Bush world to appoint this guy as head of the CIA. As the oversight dude, he couldn't even do it. So now he's going to run the agency? Oh, good. That's wonderful. That makes sense. The key here, the most important thing in these appointments or these nominations is whether or not the person is controllable. And Porter Goss is eminently controllable. When CNN reported that there were a couple of congressional leaks about certain testimony before the Joint House Senate Committee trying to check into this thing, of course they were. Cheney called Goss up and called Bob Graham up and said, you better get this straight or you can go Cheney yourself or something like that. And it so intimidated Goss. It so freaked him out. that he went to the Justice Department, he went to the Crisco kid, he went to the religious fanatic that runs the Justice Department, and he said, oh, please, please send over the FBI, please come over and question members of the House and the Senate. Oh, don't pay any attention to separation of powers. Please come and check us out. And as a result of that, Ashcroft, all too willing to go along with this nonsense, set in a cadre of FBI agents to, for God's sake, question members of the House and the Senate as to who caused the leak, who talked, who let the information out to Chicken Noodle News. Who did it? So now Porter Goss, who just couldn't wait to run over to the Justice Department and say, please, please, Reverend Ashcroft, please investigate us, send the FBI, hook us up to polygraph machines, please. Oh, my God, Cheney is going to kick my ass. I'm sorry, going to kick my butt. I'm sorry, General, I didn't mean to say the ass word in front of you. Please excuse me. Ah, beat me, flay me, make me crawl across cobblestones on my bare knees, anything. I'm sorry. He's now been nominated to head the CIA. Incredible. All right, what else? We'll come to your calls in a minute. Stay with me. Stay with me. If you're wondering about gas prices, gasoline, Vice President Dick Cheney says it's the fault of Democrats and their opposition to the Bush administration's energy policies. Now, you know what the Bush administration's energy policies are, right? What? You don't? Well, that's right. Neither do I. Nobody does. And why is that? Because they were put together by Dick Cheney with energy industry officials. In the quiet of the vice president's toilet, where they could sit there, where they knew there were no microphones, and talk about how they're going to remount the American public. That's why we don't know what the Cheney energy policies are. But whatever they are, the Democrats are opposed, according to Dick Cheney. Cheney says Senate Democrats are blocking the energy plan that would increase petroleum drilling and provide tax breaks and stuff. It's the Democrats. Ah! Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? And so, you know, the news media dutifully report this. They all, you know, line up, well, Dick Cheney said today. Now, this is a couple of days old. I was going to bring this up last week and didn't. A couple of days old. Cheney was in Arkansas looking to see if there was a lynching in the neighborhood that he could attend. Not that you have lynchings in Arkansas, but here in the South, you know, this is the South, and Cheney is a racist thug who'd like nothing more than to see somebody dangling from a rope, tied to a tree, preferably a Democrat. Now, the charge that Democratic vice presidential nominee John Edwards doesn't have foreign policy experience. Do you know that Edwards, who is running as vice president, has more than Bush did when he ran for president 4 years ago? Bush couldn't even pronounce the names of all the countries in NATO, for God's sake. Kerry is labeled by these thugs as a flip-flopper, a flip-flopper. Ignoring the fact that Bush's claim that there were weapons of mass destruction and his reason to invade was to free Iraq. It was to stop the nuclear missiles coming over in paper airplanes. No, it was to, oh, he was going to invade his neighbors. Is that flip-flopping? How about Ahmed Shalabi, Bush's guest of honor for the State of the Union speech in 2003. And now there's arrest warrants out for him. They want to execute him. He's hiding. Where's he hiding? Iran! Bush claimed to be a free trader. But then he turned around and said that foreign steel and Canadian lumber and Canadian beef be kept out. Pandering to that segment of the U.S. voter population. Flip-flopper! Flip-flopper!
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio Classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, put out a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Air America's Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
People have to make a decision right about now, or else it's the Great Depression, and I know the Great Depression is coming first in the black community where nobody looks like they give a damn about.
Well, Bush got a total of 8% of the black vote in 2000.
Because he says he don't have to give a damn. You know, I've been to 45 countries, and I see, you know, the footprint of this particular administration all over the damn earth. What more research I got to do?
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Understood exactly how I feel. You said, boy, I've been in your
Once or twice myself. I've got 100,000 watts.
27 before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. 866-303-2270 is the number. I know you're on hold. I'll get to you in a second. Flip-flops. You know how they being the demons in the White House and in the Bush campaign, the Republican Party, accuse Kerry of being a flip-flopper. How many times has the Bush crime family had to revise down or flip-flop the monthly job numbers? Huh? By the way, a lot of the stuff I'm sharing with you comes from one of our listeners, David. David, thank you. The monthly job, is that flip-flopping? You want to hear a real good flip-flop? Bush embracing the 911 Commission recommendations after fighting its creation every step of the way. Is that a flip-flop? But you see, the evil genius, the sick vampiric genius of Karl Rove, and the acquiescence of American news media, they're willing to put it out.
Yeah, well, John Kerry is a flip-flopper.
Watch Candy Crowley sometime on CNN, if you can, if your TV screen is big enough to I shouldn't say that. But watch Candy Crowley. Here she is trying to be a political reporter who I think would like to be do for George Bush what Monica did for Bill Clinton. I honestly believe that. But there she is, Candy Crowley, CNN, a commentator, just choking every time she has to say the word John Kerry. Now, they say that Kerry didn't have a distinguished career or any career as a senator, right? The Senate passed 57 Kerry-sponsored bills and resolutions. Dick Cheney, when he was in Congress, two. Count them, two. Dick Cheney, but two. And probably both of those had to do with oil breaks for, or tax breaks for oil company, or oil breaks for tax companies. What the hell? Either way. The charge that Kerry will be softer on terrorism than Bush? Bush has created terrorism! As a senator, John Kerry investigated narco-terrorism. Remember when that was a big deal? Remember that? This was at the same time that the Bush family retainer Oliver North was selling arms to Iran and trafficking drugs to bankroll the Nicaraguan Contras. Remember? Oh, I'm sorry, that was 20 years ago. Who in the hell can remember that, right? The charge that Kerry doesn't support the troops? Senators Kerry and McCain investigated the fate of POWs and MIAs in Vietnam. Bush wouldn't know what a POW or an MIA is. Oh, yeah, I know. I got it. That's a POMIA. That's a POMIA. POWMI. That's Uncle Dick, is that a POMIA? That's a POMIA. Kerry voted for the $87 billion Iraq military expense bill. The one that rolled back tax cuts to those making more than $200,000 to pay for Bush's war. That's what Kerry voted for. That's the bill Bush threatened to veto. Kerry voted against the $87 billion Iraq military expense bill, which will be paid by my grandchildren and your grandchildren. Kerry has always supported VA benefits. As crappy as they are, Bush has always tried to cut them. And then the charge that Kerry will be a tax and spend liberal? What? What? Show me a tax and spend liberal in the past 25 years. Somebody quick, show me one. Hello, quick.
As the first president with an MBA... Bush must have taken budget lessons from Kenny Boy Lay, chairman of Enron.
Flip-flop. Flip-flop. Yes, there is flip-flop. There is duplicity. There is two-facedness. There are lies. There are deceptions. There are half-truths, mistruths, misstatements. When you add it all up, you come to one inescapable conclusion. Every single member of the Bush crime family, the official one, Bush, Cheney, and their entire cabinet, every one of them is a liar. a liar. Tell me one single thing that a member of the... Why am I screaming? I don't know. Calm down. I guess that's what I do. Calm down. Okay, deep breath. Tell me one single member of the Bush cabinet who has not lied since taking power. Norman Mineta? Oh, okay. who in the hell is he? Oh, that's right. The Secretary of what? Transportation? Oh, well, now there's an important position. Yeah. Tell me one cabinet member who has not lied through their filthy teeth. And the high-ranking members of the Bush crime family who are not in the cabinet, like, oh, I don't know. Let me see. Condoleezza Rice! Richard Armitage! Every single member of the Bush crime family is a liar. They don't stretch the truth. They don't bend the truth. They don't twist it. They just lie. And speaking of this kind of nonsense, you all have seen Larry Sabato. Is that how you pronounce his name? S-A-B-A-T-O. You've seen him on television. He's a... isn't he a professor? I know he's the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Right, Larry Sabato. He was at a meeting of the Business Council of Alabama on Saturday. Think about that for a minute. The Business Council of Alabama, right? That's a state that is utterly, totally bankrupt because the citizens of Alabama refused to vote. What was it, Kathy? I don't know, a nickel, a penny, some kind of a little chunk change sales tax or something. Anyway, the state of Alabama is just turning into one great big sinkhole. I'm sorry, I have friends that live there. I know. Look, I live in Georgia, okay? But in Alabama, where nothing works and nothing ever will work again, except the churches. The churches work real good over there. Your roads are full of holes. Get down on your knees and pray. Education going in the tank. Get down on your knees and pray. No health and welfare for people in need in Alabama. Get down on your knees and pray. Your water is disgusting and you can't drink and it's full of worms and bacteria. Get down on your knees and pray. This is Alabama. Why am I yelling? Anyway, Larry Sabato was talking to Business Council of Alabama last Saturday. You know what he said?
John Kerry would win very handily if the election were held today.
That's what he said. And he said the growing unpopularity of the murderous adventure in Iraq is the biggest factor hurting Bush's reelection chances. Well, Larry, you're crazy. It's because Bush is the worst administrator we've had in the executive branch of government since Herbert Hoover or Hebert Hoover or Herbert Hoomer or whatever, you know, Herbert Hoover. Iraq?
Sabato said he really will need a miracle to win. He really will need a miracle to win.
Sabato said if Bush hadn't ordered the U.S. invasion of Iraq last year, he likely would be leading in 45 states and heading toward a landslide victory in your dreams, freak boy. What are you talking about, leading in 45 and heading toward a landslide victory, freak boy? What are you talking about? Now, what did he have to say about Kerry? Oh, well, he had a lot to say.
He said John Kerry is a liberal in the spirit of Ted Kennedy and former Governor Michael Dukakis.
Now, what you're supposed to do when you hear the words Michael Dukakis is remember that picture of Dukakis in a tank with that little stupid-ass hat over his head, that hairnet, whatever it was.
Hi, I'm Michael Dukakis, and this is my tank.
That's what you're supposed to think. Sabato said that the fact that he's a liberal will matter little before November 2nd, since this election will mainly be a referendum on Bush and whether he deserves another 4 years in office. And then Sabato, being a typical Republican sympathizer, called Kerry a cross between a funeral director and Lurch. Remember Lurch, the butler on the Adams Family? Nice, Larry. You're in Alabama talking to the Business Council of Alabama, all both of them,
and you say, well, he's like Lurch. Whore, whore, whore. Isn't that a knee slapper? Hill, hill. Hey, you got any lynchings going on this afternoon after this meeting? Damn, you know, Cheney was over in Arkansas and they didn't have any. You got any here in Alabama? Can we get a Negro up here? Hill, hill, hill.
Sabato went on to say, only in a year like this could John Kerry be elected. He can't connect with people. He's way to the left of the American mainstream. Oh, yeah, like Clinton was, uh-huh. Yeah, Clinton was a liberal too, wasn't he? Huh? He was damn near a communist. And then Sabato said, we're right on the verge of electing someone who I believe will be the most liberal president in American history. So, Sabato had some advice for the two members of the Business Council of Alabama. Sabato said Bush's best chance to win is to focus on, you know, them there wedge issues, you know, the queers getting married, guns, abortion, and the death penalty. That's what we need to focus on because, you know, these dumb working class and middle class whites, they don't care how bad we screw them. Just keep talking about the queers want to get married. Oh, my God. The queers want to get married. Oh, my God. And then once they're married, they're going to come prancing up your house and take your gun. Yes, they are. The queers are going to come and take your gun. And then the queers are going to dance around having abortion. Well, the female queers. And then the death penalty. They want to get rid of the death penalty. They want to come in and rape your children, take your guns, have an abortion, get married, and then avoid the death penalty. Look out. Look out. Look out. Here they come. Here they come. You see, Sabato went on to say that Bush's father, this rickety old bastard who dove out of an airplane and left everybody else in the plane to die, used these kinds of wedge issues to beat Dukakis in the 1988 presidential election, like father, like son, you know. Use the wedge issues. Use the hot-button social issues. Paint Kerry is too liberal on issues like the queers want to get married, come and get your guns, have an abortion, kill your children, make your wife become a lesbian, turn her into a witch, and then escape the death penalty. That's what Kerry's all about. Sabato also said that West Virginia is leaning for Kerry. Bush won West Virginia by a margin of 6.3% over Gore in 2000. Sabato also said Florida is leaning for Kerry. Bush won the state by a margin of 537 votes over Gore after the Supreme Court and the state of Alabama and that evil witch Catherine Harris got finished with blowing thousands of people off the rolls. Sabato also said Kerry has about a 50-50 chance of winning either Ohio or Missouri. Bush won both states by margins of more than 3% in 2000. Sabato also said Kerry might win in Arkansas. Bush won the state by 5.4% in 2000, but Sabato said former President Bill Clinton, you know, that liberal, will stump there for Kerry. Gore didn't seek Clinton's help in 2000. Stupid Gore, huh? The queers are coming. They want your gun. They want to rape your wife and get her pregnant and then rip her fetus from her womb and escape the death penalty. That's what they want. That's what they want.
What's he
want
to do now? What's he going to try? Does he really think Armageddon is nigh? Does he care if children die? La, 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 la.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get four 20s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
Welcome back. 8 minutes before the hour, just about. Jeez, I got to calm down. I was looking at the thread over at Democratic Underground. They're starting to get worried about my blood pressure again. Hey, don't worry, guys. I take, what do I take, Kathy? Lisinopril? The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Jeff is calling from Pittsburgh, PA. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
Couple of things. I actually called about health care and a call you had last night, but real quickly, since you were talking about the CIA, and this all goes into the whole mind screw of terrorism and the threat to the country,
right.
We wouldn't be even having this discussion if the Republican Congress would have adopted Al Gore's proposal to just put locks on the cabin doors, on the cockpit doors.
That's true.
You know,
yeah, that's true.
It's just ridiculous. But it costs them too much money. You don't want to cost those corporations. And, of course, we know that, you know, opportunity cost, well, it came back to haunt them.
Yeah.
I was really kind of upset by a call you had last night from a fellow. I think his name was Chuck.
Uh-huh.
I think he was calling from Portland.
Right.
And I hope he's listening right now. And he kind of, like, tried to pin you down being a socialist because of your views on health care.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I don't know if my views coincide exactly with yours. but Chuck.
Be careful now. This is family radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I got to settle now because this guy really, I mean, like, it stayed with me for 24 hours. And by the way, you're getting me in trouble, guy, because I love your show, but it goes to 1 o'clock in the morning. I got to work in the morning, too.
I know. I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry.
Well, it's no big deal. I can deal with it.
Yeah.
But is it free market to prohibit American citizens to go to Canada to get their pharmaceuticals because they're cheaper?
In Bush world, it is, yeah.
Yeah, in Bush world, it is.
Yeah.
And I got kind of an interesting take on this, considering I like beer.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, we're going to have a little party, okay? There's going to be four of us.
Uh-oh.
What do you think? What do you say? We're going to have a party. We're going to get some beer. And we all go out and we buy a six-pack for $6 a piece, okay? So we all each get a six-pack at $6 a piece.
Right.
Or we could all get together and buy a case for $12.
Now,
if you call that socialism, you know, I call it like free market. I call it being really smart.
That's great, Jeff, but you just lost Chuck. Chuck doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. He knows.
No, Chuck knows. Chuck knows exactly what I'm talking about because, you know, listening to Chuck last night, he likes his beer as much as I do.
Well, no, he gets the beer part, but combining, everybody combining and getting a lower rate, that doesn't register with Chuck. You know?
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, and the whole thing about Canada, this whole thing, you know, and it's like you're talking about everything else. They just like want to, like, lay labels on people. Oh, you're a socialist, you know?
Right.
Hey, real quick, Mike, do you have anyone in your Pittsburgh bureau?
I don't know. Do we have a Pittsburgh bureau chief, Kathy? You know, I don't think so.
I don't necessarily want to be a bureau chief, but I think I could add something, considering this is the home of Richard Cougar Mellonscaife.
Yeah, all right.
And,
all right, we'll make you the Pittsburgh correspondent.
And also Teresa Hines Carey, and I could tell you all kind of stuff of what they're doing around here.
I'll bet you could. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do, Jeff. We'll make you the Pittsburgh correspondent.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude. I will send you an email, and there's stuff that's been, like, you know, in the local news, which you probably get nationally.
Good.
Which is, it's not as smarmy as the, Swift Boat guys for Truth or something. It's not quite as smarmy, but it's like, you know, junior smarmy.
Okay, I like junior smarmy.
I love you, guy. And you know what? Keep up the passion. You know, don't worry about it. What are you doing? You're going off the, you're too angry, you're getting too loud and everything. Dude, you sound like my Uncle Sam.
Your Uncle Sam?
Yeah, and I literally Uncle Sam.
Yeah, you know? great.
And that's what it's all about, dude.
Yeah, I had an Uncle Calvin like that, so I know what you're talking about. He would just rave, and you know, he died at 48. He had a massive coronary, but he was institutionalized for a while too. But I loved my Uncle Calvin. He was great, man.
Well,
my
Uncle Sam was a vet. He wasn't the only institution he was in was in the vet's hospital when he died. You know, from basically being old and smoking too many cigarettes and all.
I hear that.
And
yeah.
One last thing here, Mike. A shout out to your call from West Virginia last night. Hello to my West Virginia neighbor. You guys are doing great work down there, which might be a good segue to your little Charleston story there, because I know what you're going
to
say.
Hey, I just might get to it. You're talking about Robin in West Virginia. I'm sure he's listening. If he's not listening, he gets demerits. So I'm sure he appreciates it. Hey, listen, Jeff, good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, so you have a nice evening. Our Pittsburgh correspondent, Jeff. We got time for another call before we... All right. We can get one started here. Linda is calling from Milwaukee. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I love your show.
Hey, thank you.
I've been laughing ever since I started listening to you.
Oh, great. That's good.
I was wondering if you had any correspondence or... Bureau chiefs in Milwaukee.
I think we do. Yeah, Milwaukee we do, but you can be a correspondent.
Okay.
We have a bureau chief there.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard from her for a while. If I don't hear from her soon, we may fire her and hire you.
Okay, what exactly does that involve?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's fantasy.
You know, it's like if I see an interesting article in the...
Well, there you go. Yeah. If you see something that you think fits into this program, that would be something that's borderline insane, just email me a link, and I'll check it out. That's what correspondents do.
Okay, and it's
just
like,
send it to mike@mikemalloy.com.
Okay, I'm a Democratic underground thread. I mean, there's
I love Democratic
underground. I'm really into, and it's like the Valerie Plame indictment thread.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so wild.
I hear you. Hey, listen, there's the music. Linda, our Milwaukee correspondent, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening, okay?
Yep.
Okay, take care. All right. We have a break here, right? Oh, yeah. All right, stay with us. We have another 2 hours of fun and frivolity, not to mention the madness. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon code on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Let's be honest. Every day you cover a lot of ground. That's why Goodyear Forterra brand tires are made for you and your SUV. There's no compromising with Forterra tires. You can do it all, from carpooling the kids to climbing a mountain, in the comfort and style you demand. Right now, get up to a $75 cash card when you buy 4 Forterra HL tires, Goodyear's best SUV tire. Visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. This mail-in offer ends August 28th.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No permit. New York City denies a second anti-war application to rally in Central Park. Hours after the anti-war group broke an agreement with the city today and renewed its fight to protest in Central Park the day before the Republican convention, city officials denied the park permit request and accused the group of engaging in theatrics and likely sending the matter to court. United for Peace and Justice announced today it was backing out of the compromise reached with the city last month to stage the massive August 29th rally on the West Side Highway and submitted a second application. The Parks Department turned the group's original application down, saying it would damage the grass. Today, they denied the Zeppelin application, saying it was essentially the same application. Leslie Kagan, head of the anti-war organization, said the group will meet with lawyers to see if there's a lawsuit they should pursue. A plea from the head of the 9/11 Commission, if not now, when? With those words, 9/11 Commission Chairman Tom Kaine challenged Congress to act on its recommendations to overhaul the way intelligence is gathered, processed, and funded by the federal government. Kaine says, "You have one chance every generation to reform government." He thinks this may be our generation's chance. And he says, "Timing is everything." Kaine says, "Right now, Congress, the president, and the man seeking the White House with the Democrats all support most of the recommendations made by the commission." Kaine's comments came after Pennsylvania Congressman Kurt Weldon voiced some frustration. As Weldon sees it, no matter what recommendations are made to reform the intelligence community, they often seem to be circumvented by the bureaucrats in the intelligence agencies themselves. President Bush predicting his new nominee to head the CIA will get support from both sides of the aisle during confirmation hearings. Senator Charles Schumer of New York, a Democrat, says he's not bothered by Republican Congressman Porter Goss's party affiliation. The New York Democrat says he's a fine man, but Schumer says he would find it hard to support anybody who does not back the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. President Bush stumping for votes in Florida today with Senator John McCain at his side. The politician's touring the Florida panhandle where McCain is telling supporters Bush has been leading with great moral clarity. Bush and Democrat John Kerry will each address the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention next week in Cincinnati. Their appearances will be 2 days apart. Campaign watchdog groups have filed a complaint over that anti-Kerry ad. The group's accusing a group of Vietnam veterans of breaking campaign finance law by airing an ad that questions Kerry's military record. The watchdog groups say the ad by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth is trying to influence the election. They charge this violates a federal ban on unlimited donations, also known as soft money. The ad accuses Kerry of lying about his war record. Critics say the ad is a lie. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
is YJ Stinger. Man, it's legendary with nothing but hot flavors like enraged raspberry. You need a boost? Well, Stinger is necessary. Keeps me focused to access vocabulary. YJ Stinger helps me pick up the pace, and it goes down smooth. It don't got the metal taste, but Stinger hits hard like linebackers do. And it's brought to you by a stack of two. Them other wannabes, shall we make them extinct? YJ Stinger is your energy drink. This ain't half-assed. We come at you full swing, so go and catch the buzz, feel the sting. What?
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D-batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to...
Past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. You are listening to Air America Radio Network. Thank you very much for tuning us in. In a few minutes, stick around. We're going to have Bush in his own words from, was this today, Gathy? Yesterday. At the Ask President Bush event in Northern Virginia, the Northern Virginia Community College. Some of these are really funny. So stick around for that. Okay, where are we? Okay, we're right here. Bruce is calling from Manhattan. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I just called to say you're a genius. You are you are so talented. You have a diverse talent, and you're informative, and you're you can be very entertaining. You're an incredible person. And any of the products that I hear, I'm going to buy and recommend to my friends, all of the people that are sponsoring you. You're really incredible.
Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Bye-bye.
All right. You take care. That's it. Wow. Thank you, Bruce. I like the part about buying the products of the sponsors of this program, of this network. Thank you very much. Gino is calling from San Francisco. Gino, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing great, Gino.
I'm glad you're back on the air, man.
Yeah, me too.
I listen to you, you know, IE America days. One thing I wanted to bring up is that I heard some right-wing fool mention that, you know, Bush's environmental record, that he must be doing that because he's trying to create jobs. So the reason why he's appointing all these ex-lobbyists who somehow interpret and rewrite the law because they're trying to create jobs. So, you know, when he makes decisions about arsenic in the water, about checking school lunch meat, about blowing mountains in Pennsylvania and allowing them to dump into the streams, to destroy the streams and create pollution in the drinking water. When he talks about when he allows Scalia's son to totally gut the OSHA regulations for workers that work 10-hour shifts, gutting catfish and chopping chickens, that's apparently because they're trying to create jobs. Even though these workers are the lowest paid workers in the industrial world, $6.50 an hour is the typical salary, which I'm afraid is not going to make people raise families well. Mercury emissions at energy plants, oil drilling and the San Pedro Islands. California.
Let me interrupt, Gino, because what you're talking about is the anti-family attitude of the Bush crime family. You know, these people paint themselves as the pro-family. It was what's his name, Newt Gingrich, who said to Republicans back in 94, paint yourself as pro-family and the Democrats as anti-family. But every single thing that you just named, Gino, plus 100 more, are indications of the totally criminal anti-family attitude of every single member of the Bush administration. Now, the sad part is media in this country continue to paint or try to paint these Bush thugs as pro-family. This is the most anti-family. You know, this family, this Bush crime family makes Reagan look like a liberal. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty tough to do. Although, you know, Reagan was a Democrat in his earlier years. But maybe he shouldn't receive too much credit considering the relation he had with the Red Scare and communist scandals in the film.
Yeah, really, but, really.
At least that's true. But, you know, these guys do not deserve credit for, you know, anything they do is not to create jobs, to help their friends. I mean, that's just plain and simple. And you know, I hate to hear people who are, I know they mean well and they want to project their philosophy on this criminal family, but these guys don't have any other philosophy than helping their friends. And if they're doing anything, if they're allowing, which is what they are, lobbyists to permeate every single layer of the bureaucracy in every single chamber of the bureaucracy.
Sure.
It's because they're helping their friends. And
yeah,
it has nothing to do with, you know, creating jobs.
That's the party line. Yeah. That's the party line. But every piece of legislation that has been written during the Reagan years, Pappy Bush and Junior Bush, every piece of legislation in those three administrations were written by industry lobbyists. And it's
right off
know.
Of the page. It's yeah, like, here's this paper. Why don't you put it in the law? And then the typesetters just type it right out, and it gets in the law.
That's
I mean, hello. I'd like to email my changes in the law to my Congress. Wouldn't that be beautiful? I'm sure you and a lot of listeners and a lot of other people would just, you know, love to just have that direct, easy access to the making.
Yeah, absolutely. Gino, got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking
you,
in. All right,
thank
sir. You have a nice evening. John is calling from Sydney, Australia. John, welcome to the program.
How you going, Mike?
Hey, it's going great, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've only just recently become familiar with you. Love everything you're doing, man. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you found the program. We have a huge contingent of American expats and Australians who tune into the program via the internet. So I'm glad you found the program, John.
Well, yeah, we've had Air America on almost 24/7 since it launched on the air.
Great.
And I run a bit of a political website down here for friends and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to my first Democrats Abroad meeting last night, which was a fascinating thing to be in a room full of a bunch of expats. And they're working on voter drives.
Right.
For absentee ballots. They're hitting the universities very hard. We were talking last night about what to do about the military bases, trying to go and talk to those guys.
Right.
And supposedly, the Australian Immigration Department says there's between 70,000 and 100,000 expat Americans here.
Really?
Yeah.
What,
a huge swing.
What do you do there, John?
Say again?
What do you do there?
What do I do here? Oh, yes. I'm an audio engineer.
Oh.
I work for rock bands and do concerts and things.
What made you decide to move to Australia?
I married a German who wanted to live here, and we were here for not all that long, and she decided to divorce me and take back off to Germany, and I stayed.
Oh, okay. I knew there was a story there.
Yes. My English partner and I are constantly monitoring the media. She's got a communications degree that she got in England years ago, and she's finally kind of applying it with what's going on, and on our website we have, you know, all the major links to BuzzFlash and Smirking Chimp and Reuters and all that kind of thing. And
what's your website?
www.12thharmonic.com, spelled out, it's 12th harmonic, all lowercase, .com.
12thharmonic.com. I like that. Right.
Well, having dealt in physics for years, dealing with audio, and being a guitar technician, it was kind of an easy call.
I don't understand what a 12th harmonic is, but it sounds like something an audio engineer or a musician would understand perfectly well. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was really, really pleased. It took me a little while to get to my first meeting of Democrats Abroad, and from what I understand, been around since about 1940.
Really?
And they're in 40 countries, and I think there's a couple of 100,000 members. And they even linked up here to the first Kerry house party, which was quite fantastic.
Wow.
They were part of that very first house party, and they even had enough to get one quarter vote at the Democratic National Convention from our branch down here. They're actually read off right after Delaware.
That's incredible. John, I'm going to have to move on, but just very quickly, tell me, what is a 12th harmonic?
Well, if you go to the 12th fret on a guitar, and strike those without pressing the strings down at the 12th harmonic, you actually hear what is a split of the string, and you hear the next octave up. It's a musical thing. But if you count 12 frets up from the nut on a guitar, that's your 12th harmonic.
So when you plunk the string, it vibrates in two different sections.
Absolutely.
And the lower section is the note you're looking for. The upper section is the harmonic.
Yeah, it ends up making one string vibrate in two halves.
I got you. Hey, thanks for the education, John. I hope we hear from you again. There are going to be 13 million people. Check out 12thharmonic.com. Probably happening even as we speak. Thanks for calling, pal.
Thank you. I'll ring again.
All right, sir. You take care. Well, I'm impressed. All right, we have another break here. Coming up very quickly, remarks from Too Stupid to be President at an Ask President Bush event at Northern Virginia Community College. Woohoo! Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. Who's really paying the tune while we watch Georgie France? Thomas Jefferson makes me want to cry. Chair and sat in someone goodbye. George wears his faith like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us from King George.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Anyone past the hour. Hey, you having fun tonight? I am. These people just crack me up. The Bush people, you know. I do hate them. I mean, just viscerally hate them. But they're also funny. You know, they really are. That's what you have to do. Temper hate with humor. And there is humor, unless you think about almost 1,000 Americans dead in Iraq. If you think about 30,000 Iraqis dead, if you think about, we have no way of knowing how many Afghans dead. But you got to see all this with humor, unless you think about the stem cell research that now Laura Bush says is the work of the devil. But you got to find the humor in it. There's something funny about Alzheimer's patients wandering off and walking into an interstate and being run over by a Humvee driven by some freaked out right wing Bush is my God, the neocon, right? You got to find the humor. There just has to be humor. There's humor and eating fish too many times a week, and you get mercury poison, and your arms and legs start to shrivel up, and your baby's eyes roll back in its head, you know? But you got to find the humor in that. There's humor in it. There really is. There's some funny stuff, you know? A baby in convulsions can be kind of funny if you look at it the right way, right? No? Oh, okay. Then there is no humor in this, is there? Oh, man. Gizmo is calling. Gizmo is one of our old-time over-the-road truck drivers. Hey, Gizmo, are you still driving truck, or is Bush...
You betcha.
Oh, you're still employed. Bless your heart, sir.
How's my favorite vent?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Molly.
Yeah, well, they're on the other side of the glass in semi-hysterics. This kid, every night at 10 o'clock when this program goes on the air, this kid starts screaming. Just like me.
Hungry.
Yeah, well, or else a Democrat that just can't stand it. She's been on the planet 3 weeks, and she's like, oh, my God.
Jesus, it's nice to have you back, Mike.
Hey, it's good to be back, Gizmo.
Hey, listen, if we're not allowed to hate our leaders, I guess for the things they do, I guess that pretty much lets Hitler off the hook, huh?
Yeah, a lot
I'm
of
not
those
comparing
guys.
Them now. I'm not comparing them.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, I was telling your call screener or your call night. Well, yeah, I know you don't screen your calls, but I know the nice girl there that I emailed McCain today, and I chastised him for hugging Bush.
Who hugged Bush? I'm sorry.
McCain.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was trying to reach around and undo his belt so that McCain could do what he's so good at with Bush, kiss his tuchus.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I also mentioned to her that I saw that Swift Boat author, the author of the Swift Boat book on Idiocy Combs tonight.
Oh my God!
And he was saying that he had 4 or 5 Purple Heart winners and Bronze Star winners that were in his book, saying that Kerry was lying and stuff. And I was saying, well, you know, he's just soiled. This guy has soiled every one of those Purple Hearts, mm-hmm. every one of those Bronze Stars,
mm-hmm.
because they're all brought into question now.
Well, Gizmo, you know, to me, those people belong in the ninth ring of hell, people like this guy. You know, to attack somebody else who was in Vietnam in a disgusting, vile, vicious war, but who went anyway, to attack whatever awards this person won for valor or for killing people or for blowing things up, which is what war is all about. These people make me sick. Go after Kerry on his votes in the Senate. Go after Kerry because he's married to a rich South African woman. Go after Kerry on all that stuff. But to go after him on his awards, I would like to meet one of these people in a dark room someplace. Give me a baseball bat and about a 4-foot length of chain. And I'll tell you what, when we finished in that room, this guy would need about 7 Purple Hearts. You know what I'm saying?
Can I do you a real quick 527 commercial?
Real quick.
Okay, here it goes. September 11th, President George Bush is informed that America is under attack. Vietnam, John Kerry turns his Swift boat around, rescues a man from the waters of the My Lai Delta, pulls him to safety under fire. All this took less than 7 minutes. Bush is still thinking about it.
Yeah, that's it. Gizmo, I got to move on. Thank you, sir. And I hope you call in again.
I miss
care.
You.
All right. Well, we're back, so drive safely. Gizmo. I hope the cadre of over-the-road truckers that used to listen on Sirius satellite radio will find us again. All right. Before we play these sound bites, let's take a few more calls here, okay, because you guys have been more than patient. Kevin is calling from North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
That's great. Listen, first of all, I want to say congratulations. It's nice to hear the other side on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Rather than this crap on the other side.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from Raleigh, which is the hometown of our next vice president, John Edwards, God willing.
There you go.
And I love the comment about the term Bush crime family, because that's exactly what they are.
Mm-hmm.
To say Harry, in his book that just came out, that he was not in Cambodia, he went to Vietnam. So who cares if he was in Christmas Day he was in Cambodia? It doesn't make any difference to me. He was in Vietnam. He served his country. He fought for his country, unlike Bush.
Right.
It's just ridiculous how these people just make things out of nothing. You know, it's just crazy.
Well, they are crazy. Republicans have one desire and one goal, and that is to destroy America. And that's what they're about. Hey, Kevin, let me put you on hold. I hate to hold people over a break, but you just got on, so let me put you on hold.
Okay.
I'll come back to you right after the break, okay? All right, quick break here. We shall return. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America Frisbee?
That's right. Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more. All at AirAmericaRadio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and wear the air.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ripa. You probably know me best as a TV host and actress, but you may not know that my sister was seriously injured in a drunk driving crash. She is one of about 500,000 people who are injured every year because of someone's careless choice to drink and drive. If you've survived a crash or if you have a loved one who's been injured or killed due to drunk driving, please call MAD. They're here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit mad.org.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Piety, profiling, and Pashtuns. It's all just another day when you're Muslim in America. And we'll have the author of The Trouble with Islam and a Muslim cleric on the program to talk about it. And Riley will talk about being black in America. And I'll talk about being a comedian in America. That's a rough one. Plus, a report from the kill zone of the war on brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Before the hour, we're at 866-303-2270, and right back to your calls here, but we want to share just a couple of actualities or sound bites or whatever you want to call them here of Too Stupid to Be President. This is yesterday in the Ask President Bush tour, this time at Northern Virginia Community College. Okay, here we go. Mr. Bush's brave, forward-thinking platform for 2004? Well, he wants more people owning things. He said that this is the second or third time he said it, more people owning things, so that more people will have control over your own life, whatever that means. Maybe a Bush supporter can call up and explain that one to me, and then again, maybe not. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
The point here is I want you to understand that over the next 4 years, we'll be working to build a culture of ownership in America. We want more people owning things in this country. Let me put it to you bluntly. In a changing world, we want more people to have control over your own life.
What?
And that's a difference. There's a difference in philosophy when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. There's a difference. You know, and the sheep sit there and go, baa, baa. We want people owning things. Here, here's a spool of thread. There, now you own it. All right, let's see. Here's a cup. You own a cup now? That's two things you own. See? Well, when I'm reelected president, I want more than just a spool of thread and a cup. I want you to own a brick. Here's a brick. You can have this brick. And here's an old bed, a bed spring you can own. I want you owning things. This is America. Here's a bicycle. Here, will somebody step up and own this bicycle? That's good. We're building a culture of ownership in America. I got a pillow back here. You want the pillow? And also a tube of Preparation H. Here you go. Here you go. God. On his excuse me, Leave No Child Behind program in junior high and high schools and wherever else, Bush understands that times have changed. We now live in a world where workers have to think. Obviously, this has him concerned for his own job security.
I've laid out intensive reading programs for kids in junior high and high school. I mean, we need to intervene now before it's too late. We cannot longer say, gosh, let's hope for the best, because we now live in a world where if you can't think, it's going to be hard to be a productive worker in the workplace.
What? If you can't think? What does that mean? Does George know people who walk around like a head of cabbage? Hi, what's your name? Gork. Hi, what's your name? Gork. Where do you live? Gork. What's the matter with you? Gork. Are you a Democrat or a Republican? Gork. What the hell does he mean? We live in a world where if you can't think, it's going to be hard to be a productive worker. Why, you moron! If you can't think, it's going to be hard to tie your shoes! Gork. Hi, Cabbage Head. How are you today? Gork. I see you've brought your friend the carrot along. Brock. Now go run that machinery over there, Cabbage Head. That one over there, you know, the buttons to keep this nuclear reactor online. Go ahead, Gork. Brack. Gork. Brack. You people need more things. Come here, Cabbage. Here, you see this? This makes coleslaw. Gork. Jesus. This makes me crazy. I can't stand this. Kathy, why you make me play this crap on my program? Okay, one more. Woo! Last but not least... Oh, this is Sharon. Oh, this has to do with Sharon, right? Okay. Have you all met Sharon? You're about to. Bush begins here talking about Sharon. She's a small business owner. Now listen closely as Bush comes out and admits that his tax cuts weren't directed at the rich. They were directed at the common folk like you and me. Because the rich always figure out how to... Well, let him tell you. So I guess it's okay to screw the little guys in the middle class who aren't smart enough to dodge the tax burden or something. But here, what did you say to Sharon, George?
I asked Sharon to come because I think it's such a wonderful example of somebody who created her own business because of her own ingenuity and her own drive. And now the role of government is to make sure that the environment is such that she can continue to grow. If we run the taxes up on Sharon, it's going to be hard for her to expand. That's why you got to be careful about this rhetoric. We're only going to tax the rich. You know, the rich in America happen to be the small business owners.
They are?
That's what that means. Just remember, when you're talking about, we're just going to run up the taxes on a certain number of people. First of all, real rich people figure out how to dodge taxes.
What? What? He just said it. Oh, my God. Carl Rove just popped an artery. First of all, real rich people figure out how to dodge taxes. Snork, snork. Like me and Dick Cheney. We figured this out long ago. You know that stadium for the Texas Rangers down there in Texas? Boy, did I sock it to the people down there, huh? Real rich people figure out how to dodge taxes. Real rich. This is the president of the United States. He's telling Sharon that she's rich. Sharon happens to be a business owner. What the hell does Sharon make? Fishing lures or something. I don't know. She's got 5 employees. And she's rich. Or is it 10? Hey, Sharon? Yes, sir. I'm rich. Oh, Christ, I'm rich. I didn't know I was rich. Well, you're not really rich yet, broad, or you'd figure out how to dodge taxes. Who put this woman up here with me? Carl, get her off. Uncle Dick. There's a woman up here named Sharon, and she's bugging me, Uncle Dick. Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. I had put Kevin in North Carolina on hold. Oh,
I'm back. My. I'm back.
Okay. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, look. This guy is. You sure he has an MBA? I think he was AWOL in Yale taking classes because this is crazy. This guy is wrong on foreign policy. He's wrong on the environment. He's wrong on the economy, taxes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I got one more thing to say. The Barack Obama and Alan Keyes race in Illinois.
Isn't that funny?
What makes me laugh is this guy, he's such a hypocrite. He was against Hillary Clinton going to New York, yet he's in Illinois. Couldn't the Republican Party in Illinois find someone who was a resident in Illinois to run against Barack Obama?
No. The Republicans in Illinois have ceased to exist. But Alan Keyes, you know, the main thing I don't like about him is he's a religious freak. I mean, this guy is crazy. Barack Obama is going to eat his lunch. I've got a whole page of quotes here that I probably won't get into tonight. But some of the nasty-ass things he said on Britt Hume's toy program on Fox News when Hillary decided to run for the Senate from the state of New York. And here he is. Here he is 2 years later, this chump who is going to parachute into Illinois and take on Barack Obama. Barack Obama has more class in his little finger than Alan Keyes could ever hope to develop if he lives to be 1,000. It's just astonishing. Astonishing, yeah,
that's,
Kevin.
That's very true.
Hey, yeah, listen.
Can I put a plug in for Democrats.com?
I think you just did.
Okay.
That's a good website, Democrats.com.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Perfect website. I love that website.
One more thing I want to say, because I know you have some other callers.
Go ahead.
I think the tide is turning. I think Kerry will win, but I'm concerned about not having a paper trail as far as the voting machine is concerned.
You're concerned. I think we all are. I know what you're saying, Kevin, but, you know, when the barricades go up, you and I will be on the same side, okay?
All right, you have a good one, man. And look, I want to see Bush's smirk on November 2nd come off his face.
I think it will. I think it will. Thanks, Kevin.
Have a good one, man. Continued success to you.
All right, man. You have a nice evening. Yeah, the smirk will come off his face as he orders out the 101st Airborne to seize control of North Carolina, Michigan, Florida, Indiana, West Virginia, and California. That's when the smirk will come off. And then Cheney will step out all dressed up like a stormtrooper, right? And he'll finally come out with that SS on his shoulder. And Cheney will stand there, and he'll reach into his own chest and pull out that pacemaker. And he'll say, "Ha! Fooled you, didn't I?" Scary stuff, man. Scary stuff. Now, I've got to share this with you. This is real scary. In the St. Petersburg Times in Russia, not Florida, a guy named Vladimir Kovalev has got a piece in here about amendments to a law on psychiatric assistance filed by a group of psychiatrists at the end of last year in Russia could drag that country back into the Soviet past when people who were disapproved of by the authorities ended up in mental institutions, right? You know what I'm talking about. The treatment these people received in the Soviet Union was designed to make sure that if they were not already crazy, then they would become crazy. An amendment to one of these articles in a law that they're trying to get passed in Russia says compulsory treatment can begin after a psychiatrist commission decides on it. In emergencies, it can be initiated by the doctor who examined the patient. And that's not the most frightening example. Right now in Russia, and I've got a point to this, so stay with me, okay? Geez, don't tune out. Listen. At the moment, only a court in Russia can institute compulsory treatment, just like in this country. If that changes in the way these amendments propose, society could be faced with people who have no mental illness at all being treated merely because they're out of favor with someone in the government or an angry neighbor or an official. Right? Now, that's what's going on in Russia. There's an attempt to reinstitute the old, he must be crazy. Let's put him away. Now, how does that tie in with Bush? Oh, God, stick around, and I'm going to tell you.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Need cash fast? Call Fast Cash Loans by phone. You can get a paycheck cash advance up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. Call 1-800-279-3114. Even if you have poor credit or no credit, you can get fast cash. Every day, Fast Cash helps thousands of Americans make ends meet. So if you need cash, don't sweat it. Call Fast Cash now at 1-800-279-3114. When you call, you can get a fast cash application sent to you within seconds. The money you need is deposited straight into your checking account. There's no embarrassing trip to a loan store, no more borrowing money from your family. So if you need cash fast for any purpose, call 1-800-279-3114. You can get up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. It's quick and easy to apply. And you can have the money you need within 24 hours. So call Fast Cash now. 1-800-279-3114. That's 1-800-279-3114.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
So, Frank, I figure we can reroute customer email through our main server.
Uh-huh.
That way our clients can better access the product.
Uh-huh.
So you really need to get on that.
What?
Are you or anyone you know chronically obtuse?
Uh-huh.
Then try calling the Center for the Treatment of the Chronically Obtuse.
So, Frank, you can have that stuff ready for tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
The reports, I mean.
Uh-huh.
Are you even listening to me?
What?
The Center for the Treatment of the Chronically Obtuse. Your time is a terrible thing to waste.
What?
Ten before the hour. Okay, next hour, we're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner, so stick around, okay? Now, back to this thing. In Russia, they're trying to take Russia back to the bad old days when you could be put in a mental institution because you were a dissident, or you were an artist, or you were a poet, or you disagreed with the government. That's what they're trying to do. There is legislation pending before the Russian Duma to make it possible to have people committed just because somebody in authority feels like having them committed. Now, don't forget, this is Vladimir, what's his name, Kathy, the Russian president, Putin, brain fart, Gork, Vladimir Putin, Bush's soul brother. Remember what Bush said? He looked into the eyes of Putin. They understand each other. Okay, that's what's going on over there. What's going on here? Next month, Bush plans to unveil a broad new mental health plan called The New Freedom Initiative. Now, let me pause. Anytime the Bush administration comes up with something that has the word Freedom Initiative and new in it, grab your children and the old ladies and get them off the street, because this guy is, oh, well, never mind, but it's going to be called New Freedom Initiative. Has nothing to do with freedom. But the New Freedom Initiative proposes to screen every American, including you and me, for mental illness. Are you ready? To this end, Bush established something called a New Freedom Commission on Mental Health to study the nation's mental health delivery service and make a report. It's interesting to note that many of the people appointed to the commission also serve on the advisory boards of some of the nation's largest drug companies. Hello? The commission has already issued an interim report that, quote, despite their prevalence, mental disorders often go undiagnosed. We recommend comprehensive mental health screening for consumers of all ages, including preschool children, because each year young children are expelled from preschools and childcare facilities for severely disruptive behaviors and emotional disorders. Oh, God. So dig it. Children and school personnel will be the first to be screened. The panel concluded that schools are in key positions to screen the 52 million students and 6 million adults who work at the schools. By doing this, the commission, you see, expects to flush out another 6 million people who are not now receiving treatment. But guess who will decide the screening criteria? Bush and his people, the drug companies, Ashcroft. One recommendation of the commission was that the screening be linked with what they call treatment and supports, using specific medications for specific conditions. It is no coincidence that the treatments recommended are the newest state-of-the-art treatments that will bring in the most revenues for the drug companies. Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand what's going on? Oh, God. Kathy, you know, if somebody were some drug company thug tried to mentally test Molly, well, I'd be in prison for the rest of my life. Well, no, here in Georgia we have the death penalty. I'm sorry, honey. You know, the Texas Medication Algorithm Project, or TMAP, was named by this commission as a model medication treatment plan. Now, medical algorithms are a decision approach to treatment. In other words, if symptoms A, B, and C are evident, you use treatment X. Okay? It has nothing to do with investigating medical history. It has nothing to do with sitting down one-to-one with a psychiatrist or any sort of MD. It has to do with, oh, well, look, he's picking his nose and twisting his hair, and he farts a lot. Okay, well, he's got to have Prozac, Thorazine, and Elavil. And he's got to have, 20 milligrams of that, 15 of that, and 10 of that. Okay, all right, open his mouth. Good, put it in, shut his mouth. Oh, great. Oh, look at him. He's spinning around, Gork. The Bush administration? The New Freedom Initiative? Where are my weapons? I've got to get all my stuff out of the attic, Kathy. I do. It's been a long time since I've broken them down and oiled everything up. The New Freedom Initiative. There's a guy named Alan Jones, an employee of the Pennsylvania Office of the Inspector General. He wrote a whistleblower report in which he stated that behind the recommendations of the New Freedom Commission was a political pharmaceutical alliance that developed the Texas Project, which promotes the use of newer, more expensive antipsychotics and antidepressants. In an article in the British Medical Journal, this man, Alan Jones, shows that many companies who helped launch TMAP in Texas are also major contributors to Bush's reelection funds. Eli Lilly, for example, manufactures something called olanzapine. This is one of the drugs recommended in the new Freedom Plan. Eli Lilly has numerous ties to the Bush administration. According to the British Medical Journal, it says George Herbert Walker Bush was once a member of Lilly's board of directors, and the current President Bush appointed Lilly's chief executive officer, Sidney Taurel, as a member of the Homeland Security Council. Do you see what's going on here? Do you folks understand how critically, desperately, monumentally important it is to run this bastard out of town legally? Legally and peacefully defeat him, get him out of here, send him back to Texas, let him be governor again where he can execute people to his heart's content. This man has to be removed. In Russia, they're trying to go back to the bad old days of Solzhenitsyn and the Gulag Archipelago and all that stuff. A day in the life of Ivan Ivanovich. All of that. And here in this country, the New Freedom Initiative. George W. Bush wants your mental acuity to be tested. And if you are found wanting, open wide. Here, take a couple of these. Was and will make me ill. Half a gram, and I just am. Okay. Time for a little break on the Mike Malloy program. But I'll be back. And we'll take your phone calls.
How's it going?
Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're gonna love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions. We've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No permit. New York City denies a second anti-war application to rally in Central Park. Hours after the anti-war group broke an agreement with the city today and renewed its fight to protest in Central Park the day before the Republican convention, city officials denied the park permit request and accused the group of engaging in theatrics and likely sending the matter to court. United for Peace and Justice announced today it was backing out of the compromise reached with the city last month to stage the massive August 29th rally on the West Side Highway and submitted a second application. The Parks Department turned the group's original application down, saying it would damage the grass. Today, they denied the Zeppelin application, saying it was essentially the same application. Leslie Kagan, head of the anti-war organization, said the group will meet with lawyers to see if there's a lawsuit they should pursue. A plea from the head of the 9/11 Commission, if not now, when? With those words, 9/11 Commission Chairman Tom Kaine challenged Congress to act on its recommendations to overhaul the way intelligence is gathered, processed, and funded by the federal government. Kaine says, you have one chance every generation to reform government. He thinks this may be our generation's chance. And he says, timing is everything. Cain says, right now, Congress, the president, and the man seeking the White House with the Democrats all support most of the recommendations made by the commission. Cain's comments came after Pennsylvania Congressman Kurt Weldon voiced some frustration. As Weldon sees it, no matter what recommendations are made to reform the intelligence community, they often seem to be circumvented by the bureaucrats in the intelligence agencies themselves. President Bush predicting his new nominee to head the CIA will get support from both sides of the aisle during confirmation hearings. Senator Charles Schumer of New York, a Democrat, says he's not bothered by Republican Congressman Porter Goss' party affiliation. The New York Democrat says he's a fine man, but Schumer says he would find it hard to support anybody who does not back the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. President Bush stumping for votes in Florida today with Senator John McCain at his side. The politicians touring the Florida panhandle where McCain is telling supporters Bush has been leading with great moral clarity. Bush and Democrat John Kerry will each address the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention next week in Cincinnati. Their appearances will be 2 days apart. Campaign watchdog groups have filed a complaint over that anti-Kerry ad. The group's accusing a group of Vietnam veterans of breaking campaign finance law by airing an ad that questions Kerry's military record. The watchdog groups say the ad by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth is trying to influence the election. They charge this violates a federal ban on unlimited donations, also known as soft money. The ad accuses Kerry of lying about his war record. Critics say the ad is a lie. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Wednesday on the Al Franken Show, all of your information and entertainment needs will be met for your money back. How can I make this insane guarantee? Because our guest will be Senator Robert Byrd, the Lion of the Senate, and protest music legends David Crosby and Graham Nash. You also get me, my co-host Catherine Lanfer, and the usual gang of idiots, Bush, Cheney, Limbaugh, and O'Reilly, on the Al Franken Show.
I think today it
is
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you again for joining us. We're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up here in just a minute. Stick around for that. But you have to have those little pajamas on with the footies in them, in order, you know, bunny pants. You've got to have the, well, all right, you don't have to, but it just works better for Uncle Mike's Story Corner if you have the little bunny pajamas on with the footies and a little cup of hot chocolate with little marshmallowettes floating on the top, you know, and your teddy. Yeah, I'm good. All right, but first, back to the phones here. Peter is calling from Tallahassee. Peter, thank you for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Peter.
Dude, you rock, you roll, you wonderful.
Wow.
I am so glad you're back in the air. I, to quote Betty Davis, I'd love to kiss you, but I just washed my hair. Listen, man, I was thinking about... you know that thing of, you're talking about the Bush people going to do mental screening on all of us. You know, nobody gets health care, yet they want to screen us mentally. You know, you watch. In the schools, not only do you have to fear being prescribed drugs that you don't want, you're going to also be diagnosed by the right-wing Christians.
Oh, isn't that, doesn't that sound like a wonderful way to spend a Friday afternoon?
Sounds awfully scary to me. What if you're a gay kid growing up in school? Can you imagine what dungeon they'd throw you in and the hell they'd put you through?
Oh, my God, a dungeon.
It would be awful.
Oh, it would be just terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, those people kill me. Listen, I just wanted to pass along a tip. There was a guy that called earlier. I think he was from Pittsburgh. He's in the same boat as me. Your show runs till 1 o'clock in the morning here. You know, you can record the show and listen to it later, but, you know, there's not enough room on a cassette. What you do is you just hook your VCR up to the headphone jack of your radio or the output jack on your computer, and you've got 6 hours of great audio that you can record on a standard VHS tape.
That is brilliant. You know, I still can't make the clock right on my VCR.
Oh, dude, sure you can.
No, I can't, man. I've been trying for 26 years to get it. I can't do it.
Well, the guys at Radio Shack could show you how. They're one of your
advertisers. No. They're aliens. They speak a language I have no
well,
idea what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, you can get it, the adapter cord to run between those two jacks from a Radio Shack. I mean, that'd be the easiest place to get it. You just plug it in, your audio inputs, the VCR.
That's great.
Next day you get to listen to your show. And Mike, I love you, and you keep up the good work, and God bless you, man.
Thanks, Peter. I appreciate your call. Thanks for your comments, and I just appreciate it. Thanks, Peter. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
All right. Peter lives in Tallahassee. Y'all been to Tallahassee? Tallahassee is we go through Tallahassee a lot because we go out on in the Florida Panhandle. We stay out there when we find, you know, take some time off. We go out to Cape San Blas. There's a place out there and St. George's Island. It is so cool. The Florida North Coast is just, don't stop and ask for directions, you know, because that's not necessarily good. But it's beautiful out there, and you go through Tallahassee coming and going. If you go from Atlanta, that's one way to do it. And I love Tallahassee. Tallahassee is a great. It's a little town. It's capital of Florida, but it's a little town. It's just a great little town. Love it down there. Robert is calling from South Central L.A. Our bureau chief out there, Robert. What's up? What's up?
Gort. Gort. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Mike,
right.
What's going on?
Hey, Robert. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Well, so Mr. Bush wants to pick our brains.
Yeah, it doesn't. If that doesn't scare you, take your pulse. Take your pulse real quick. Because if that doesn't scare you, you might be dead.
I'm telling you, I really think, if you really come, when you come to think of it, Mike, you know, maybe they're the ones who should be have their brains tested. Because it's obvious that... if anybody has any sense at all, they know that the right-wingers, the Republicans, are the ones who are delusional. And it really makes me it really is a concern, because regardless of what the polls say, regardless of what the voters might say, the Republicans are more focused on gaining all types of control over the world.
No, sure.
And it doesn't matter what they'll do, they will go out and do it. As a matter of fact, there's this website called IHateLiberals.com, no surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote to them, and I told them, okay, what do you define as a liberal? What is the definition of a liberal as defined by Webster Dictionary? And basically the guy said, he responds talking about, well, there are so many different definitions of liberal. We're just going by what we feel what a liberal is and stuff. And I'm like, I replied and said, listen, that ain't going to cut it with me, okay? No spin here,
right. Okay?
Define what liberalism is. And it really shows you that, you know, the Republicans, these right-wingers, don't have any type of conception of what thought is, rationale, research, read nothing. It's, you know, I'm serious. You know, I really believe that these Republicans have become so delusional to the average thinking American. Am I wrong here, Mike?
No, you're right. Republicans, especially rank and file, the middle class, the working class, they have to get involved in what's it called, dissonance. Cognitive dissonance, where you can hold two opposing points of view at the same time and not go crazy. Well, you actually are crazy, but that's one of the signs of being crazy. But, you know, these people continuously, constantly, without let up, vote against their own economic self-interest. They vote against giving themselves too much freedom. They vote against precepts that are found in the Constitution in order to stop the vast liberal conspiracy from performing abortions on everybody, from letting queer get married, from taking God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, from not even saying the Pledge. You know, it's crazy to me. 75% of Americans will tell you that they believe in creationism. They believe that the book of Genesis really lays out how the universe was put together. And when you read a stat like that, you think to yourself, dear God, there's nothing. I mean, what can I do? What can I do? So are Republicans crazy? It's worse than crazy. Crazy can be entertaining. These people are not entertaining. These people are desperate. They're sad. They're pissed off. They have no place to go. Their lives get more miserable and more miserable. You show me a Republican who can laugh, and I'll show you somebody who's on heavy drugs. Okay.
Well, Lord knows what happens if Kerry gets. Kerry gets elected, who in hell? They might end up just soon as they find out that he won.
I'll tell you what will happen, Robert. The same thing will happen as what happened in this country in the 90s. All these people will make a lot of money. The stock market will take off. We'll get rid of this red ink. We'll have a president, a liberal president. Yeah, Kerry's about as much of a liberal as I'm Genghis Khan. Clinton was as much of a liberal as I'm Kublai Khan. So the point here very simply is this. What will happen when Kerry's president? All these complaining, whiny asses will make a lot of money. They won't see their kids go off to die in some godforsaken country someplace. The air will get cleaner. The water will taste better. The mercury will go away from the fish. And when the 8 years of Kerry is over, and then the 8 years of Edwards is over, and then the 8 years of Hillary is over, then these people will all be dead, so it won't matter, okay? That's it.
Well, real quickly, I wanted to, you talked about it yesterday. I really wanted you to, if you had any comment on the debate between Barbara Boxer and what's his name? The other guy that she's supposed to be going against.
I missed it. I missed it, Robert. I'm sorry. I wish I could comment, but I can't. Robert, got to move on. Thank you, sir.
Peace out, man. Have a good one.
All right, Robert. Thank you. Appreciate you checking in, pal. Pamela is calling from Brooklyn.
Hi,
Brooklyn.
Mike.
Hey, Pamela. How are you?
I can no longer hear you on my radio because you're gone from New York.
Well, the last hour, it's my understanding, you can't hear the program the last hour.
Yeah.
That's the way
but
it
I'm
goes.
But I'm so glad I got to speak to you. I have to tell you, the first time I tuned into was Friday night, and I was just laughing my head off.
Good.
It's so refreshing to get somebody with passion. But Randy Rhoads is also very passionate, but it's really entertaining. And I got, there's some good facts. But what I wanted to find out...
Hey, hold on. Pamela, hold on a second. Here comes the music. That means I got to put you on hold. I'll come right back to you right after the break, okay? Okay, we'll come right back to Pamela. And then we're going to have Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up here pretty quick. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life? They're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects or low may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Past the hour, back to Pamela in Brooklyn. Pamela, thanks for holding on.
Yes, hi, Mike. I just want to make 2 quick points before I get to the main reason why I'm calling. Is that I'm convinced that George Bush has something on John McCain, because I really don't understand the logic in John McCain campaigning with George Bush. I just can't understand it.
Well, the only thing I can think of, Pamela, and it's not my idea, somebody emailed this to me, McCain... would like to be president. You know, he was in the primaries the last time, and I guess what he figures is he doesn't want to irritate the Bush supporters, but he wants to make his pitch and his appeal to moderate Republicans, the few that are still left. So that could explain
it. But campaigning for Bush, that's like goodness.
I know. On the other hand, McCain, McCain took the red pill, or was it the blue pill? And never mind. I'm getting all confused. But he's in the 12th dimension. He's in one of those parallel universes.
I think he is.
Yeah, I think he's lost.
And another quick point I want to make before I get to my main reason is that doesn't Laura Bush remind you of one of those figures in Madame Tussauds museum? The woman has no expression on her face.
Yeah, she does a little bit.
She
does Botox.
Remind me of that time I see her.
Well, you know what that is? What you're seeing is Zoloft or Effexor.
I think so.
Or Prozac.
I think they have to sedate her in order to get her to come out.
Well, they put her on that after she jumped a stop sign after drinking too much and killed her former boyfriend. You know,
that'll explain a lot of things.
She's been that way for about, 35 or 40 years now.
She has absolutely no expression. Her face is the same every day, whether she's happy or she's sad.
Poor
it's amazing.
Thing. I know. We should not mock Laura Bush. We should feel nothing but deep compassion. Now, compassion, please, Pamela, compassion. This is a woman whose soul is wounded. Now, your main point, because I got a boogie.
My main reason for calling is that I was listening to the news yesterday, and, you know, when George Bush challenged John Kerry and asked him if he... knowing what he knows now, that there's no WMD found in Iraq, if he would have still gone to war, he said, yes, he would have. And I was a little bit disappointed in that.
A little bit.
I don't understand why he said it, and that is just giving them more ammunition.
It's astonishing. I when I heard Kerry say that, I am committed. I was a Dennis Kucinich supporter, and I said, unless it's Lieberman, if Kucinich doesn't get the nomination, whoever does, I'm going to back him. If it's Kerry, I'm going to back him. I will vote for Kerry. But when he said that, I just about fell off the chair.
You know, and that is, you know, he's giving them ammunition to come at him.
Because
I thought he was against the war. I thought he was for the war because of the president sold him. But if now you hear all these stories that the president said, you know, there was no WMD, the president lied to the nation. Why would you say you would still go in? You would still have still gone into Iraq. Why would
know.
You say that?
I don't know. I don't
know. You
know,
it was so disappointing, and that is why I'm worried about the November elections. I'm very worried about it because, for some ungodly reason, there's still people in this country who would support Bush with all his, you know, the guy is an imbecile. He's a moron. He doesn't know what he's saying. You know, he's like a puppet that Like they wind up and then they set him off.
Yes.
He doesn't know what he's saying, but yet people still vote for him. And I think these stumbles of Kerry is just going to make it that much easier.
Well, I think one thing that Democratic politicians need to understand, I don't care if it's John Kerry all the way down to somebody running for water commissioner on the Democratic ticket. Here's what they need to understand, Pamela. It was tried in the off-year elections in 2002. It was tried Democrats tried to say, look, I'm conservative. George Bush is my man. I really love George Bush. I'm a Democrat. And they were defeated. They were thrown out of office. And the reason they were defeated and beaten by Republicans because of a very simple fact: if you want Republican, you don't want Republican light. And to me, for Kerry or any of these people to say, look, I'm a centrist, I'm skull and bones, I'm a Yaley, I'm rich, I'm not that different from George Bush. And that irritates the hell out of me. Now,
I know.
The only thing I'm hoping is that those of us who understand how deadly desperate this election has become, we understand that Kerry says some of these things in order to appeal to a lot of independent undecideds, not a lot, that handful that's going to determine who's the president. And I'm just hoping that Kerry is talking politic ease when he says things like that.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Pamela, I have to leave it there, sweetheart. Thanks.
It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Like Pamela, like a lot of people, Clint, my man in Dearborn, Michigan, he sent me an email. He said, he sent me the link to the story, and above the story, he wrote me a little notice. Said, I was kind of disappointed when I heard this. Yeah, it's more than kind of disappointed. I guess we Democrats are going to have to suck it up and let some of that be said, I guess. Susan is calling from Florida. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I don't know how you keep maintaining your level of outrage, because I'm on outrage overload.
Well,
after 3.5 years of this administration.
I know.
And I say that in quotes.
I know. Well, if you want to know, I'll tell you. I was getting to that point, too. But Kathy and I just had a baby 3 weeks ago. And I'll tell you, the 21 hours a day that I'm not on the air, that I'm not trying to sleep when Kathy's trying to sleep, this little baby just is a gift from the universe. And she calms me down. I mean, she just brings me right back. And I, you know, not to put anything on the kid's only 3 weeks old, but I'm saying there's something about looking at her and holding her and changing her diapers and watching Kathy nurse her that to me is just like, whoa, all right. You know what I'm saying? Sure you
yes,
do.
Yes, I do. And I have one other point I'd like to, I am not 100% sure of the fact of this.
Yeah.
But we... The one thing that does still get me is that we will be paying a pension to this moron for the rest of his long, long life.
Isn't that
because
horrible?
As we know, only the good die young.
That's horrible. I know what you're saying. Susan, there's some music. I got to go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell. Powerful protection against germs.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Michael Moore is with us.
Hey, you're completely surrounded here. Mostly right-wingers. And they're all day long. It's the sound of a dying dinosaur because they know they only have a few more months left. You walk back here and you look at Air America and everybody's just so, hey, how's it going? Happy and chipper. And you look all around us, all the sour faces.
Oh, I'm melting. Oh.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. Okay, now, here's a classic example of what a bureau chief is supposed to do. Margie, who is our Bakersfield, California bureau chief, just sent me this email correcting me. Mike, you need to understand, Kerry said he would have voted to give W authorization to go to the UN as he promised. There were many steps W was supposed to take. That is what Kerry voted for. Don't let people misunderstand that point. It is very important. Kerry authorized W to go through all the steps, but W went right to war. Look it up. Randy Rhodes addressed it fully on her show today. Thank you, Margie. You see, this is one of the functions of bureau chiefs. Is to when I come across like a halfwit and don't have the facts down, and the fact that that Randy addressed it on her program today fully, well, thank God Margie was listening to both shows. Thanks for the correction, Margie. I appreciate it. But that's what a bureau chief does, and for that we pay her the big bucks. Just kidding. All right, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Hey. Gather round. Pull up one of those big old fluffy cushions over there, huh? How are you this evening? It's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner once again. Tonight's story, George W. Bush's T-shirt police got their family. Campaign workers removed the Millers, that would be Marvin, Barbara, and Teresa, from Wendler Arena in Saginaw, Michigan on Thursday, minutes before the president's motorcade rolled up. The Midland Klan's offense? What did Marvin and Barbara and Teresa do? Well, Barbara Miller, a 50-year-old chemist for Dow Chemical Company, had carried in a rolled-up T-shirt emblazoned with a pro-choice slogan. "I thought I might be cold," she said, of the narrow pro-choice America message on the cotton shirt, size large. "I use it for running. I never even thought about the message. I just wanted to see my president." Jennifer Miller-Wise, a Bush spokeswoman, defended the campaign's right to kick out attendees suspected of aiming to spoil an event meant for supporters. NARAL, the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League, Pro-Choice America's website, says Bush endangers women worldwide, cancels family planning funds. Ms. Miller-Wise said, "Sadly, there are people who try to enter these events for our president with the goal of disrupting these events. For people who have worked so hard and want to hear the president speak, it really is unfair to those people." Barbara Miller said a young male campaign worker confiscated the offending apparel upon the family's arrival at 4:30 in the afternoon. He returned with two other people and asked the trio to leave about an hour later. Marvin, the husband, who is 53, also a Dow chemical chemist, said, "They obviously were searching for us, and they came for us. You know, I was probably voting for Kerry before. Now I'm 100% sure. Maybe I'll start campaigning for him. Maybe I'll start fundraising." He said the person who took his wife's T-shirt told them, "We don't accept any pro-choice, non-Republican paraphernalia." The person who said that was the same young male worker, a female campaign worker, and a security guard who demanded the family leave Section 28 as they sat chatting a couple of hundred feet behind Bush's stage. The young man accused them of smuggling in T-shirts. The guard then grabbed their three tickets from Barbara Miller's hand, ripped them up violently, and told her, "They're no good anymore." "This," Miss Miller said, "is democracy under Bush." Her daughter, Teresa, 19, was wearing a hot pink T-shirt that read in white lettering, "This is what feminists look like." "We just got kicked out," she said, a sophomore at American University in Washington, to an audience of protesters across the street from the arena. "We just got kicked out." Emphasizing that she was unfamiliar with the Miller situation, the Bush spokeswoman said, "Such incidents are rare. But, you know, it is campaign season. These events are put on for people of an open mind who are interested in hearing Bush's positive message and his vision for a future." Well, that's how Mrs. Miller dubbed herself. She said, "I've seen Kerry. I definitely wanted to come here and see what Bush had to say. I didn't come here to make a scene. I'm not an American. I can't see my own president." Story Corner. Now, don't you feel calmed down and relaxed, huh? And ready to find the people at that arena and just every once in a while we do Uncle Mike's Story Corner. It is random. It's kind of like death. You never know when it's going to hit. It's just part of the program. All right. Jaime is calling from South Georgia. Is it Jaime or Jamie?
Yeah, it's Jamie, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pronouncing it the
Mexican or Spanish or South American way.
Okay, Jamie, what's up, man?
Well, I've only heard your program about three times, and the first question was, I thought that I heard you mention that you're from Georgia or from somewhere around there. Where about you from? Or
our studio is in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, not far from downtown Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about a stone's throw from the Florida border here in southern Decatur County.
Oh, you have my sympathy.
Hey, you know, other than picking the gnats out of your teeth, it ain't so bad down here.
You live below the gnat line, don't you?
We do live below the gnat line. I'm pretty close to Tallahassee, so
shout out
to Pete there in Tallahassee.
That's cool. What do you do in your neck of the woods, Jamie? Because, you know, they refer to your part of Georgia as the other Georgia, where nothing exists. What do you do down there?
Well, I'm a musician, so I live on a large spread of land where I can make as much noise without drawing too much attention.
Right, and then you tour and you go play gigs and so on and so forth.
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Gotcha. All right, Jamie.
So anyway, now that we got that question out of the way, I just wanted to relay a little anecdote to you about how wise our brethren are down here in southern Georgia.
Okay.
I was in the lovely town of Bainbridge. I don't know if you've ever been through there.
Oh, many times. Many times.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town, actually. But so I decided my mom was visiting for a while, so we decided to go out for dinner out there in Bainbridge. And we went to Bainbridge and sat down at this place. Before we sat down, I walked in, and the first thing I noticed is that they got all three TVs in this place blaring Fox News. So, you know, my appetite was starting to get a little unsettled right there. So So our server comes up, and she, first thing she says, and, you know, she's quite attractive, actually. She's about my age, and she's, you know, really good looking. And she says, so, you know, where would y'all like to sit? And I said to her, I said, anywhere where I can't see those televisions, where I don't have to see Fox News. And she rolls her eyes, and she goes, oh, tell me about it. And I think to myself, well, gosh, you know, I have found a kindred spirit down here.
Yeah.
And then before I can get done with that thought, she goes, that is not the station to watch if you're a Republican. And I just...
What?
I stopped, and I was like, she didn't hear me right. And I probed a little further. Well, basically, she thought that that was the most liberal news station of them all, and that her employers were ramming liberal claptrap down her throat by making her watch Fox News.
Hold on, hold on, just a second. Hold on. Ah! Okay.
Yeah. And so needless to say, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm pulling my hair out, you know,
right.
And she brings my mom a glass of ice water, and I'm looking at my mom, and I'm thinking, you know, I can't sit here and eat a meal here, and... This is the divisiveness that, you know,
yeah.
I'm a very inclusive person, but they have succeeded in dividing our nation when I can't sit in a place where I've been to many times before, and I just can't sit there because there is this blank stare of Hitler Youth in the people, and they just, it's so upsetting, Mike. It's
Jane,
good to hear
Jane,
you on the air, and it's good to hear you, you know.
Jane,
by the way, in order to hear you down here, I have to stream you over a 56K modem.
Oh, my God. That's devotion to the program. Listen, I know exactly.
Well, I wouldn't call it devotion. It's only the third time I've heard it, but I like what I hear so far.
Well, good. your tale is one of extreme woe. I understand what you're saying.
Yep.
Jamie, thanks for checking. I hope you call again.
I will.
All right, sir. Take care.
I'll be your Attapulgus bureau chief.
That's a river down there, isn't it?
It's also a tiny little town, and you know what? If there's anybody around here who's heard this, they probably know exactly who I am, because
Attapulgus,
that town is that small.
Attapulgus, Georgia.
Well, Attapulgus, Georgia. The old-timers call it Hack.
Good to hear from you, Jamie.
Talk to you later, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Oh, Jamie will now be run out of town. Oh, man. Attapulgus, Georgia. Yes, indeed. It doesn't just happen in South Georgia, Jamie. You know, Kathy and I live here in what I describe in a picturesque way as the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, which is true. You know, that's where we live. And sometimes we go up into the big mountains here in Georgia, up around Brasstown Bald and Blairsville and where else? Where do we go, Kathy? Blue Ridge, Toccoa, all the towns, Helen, Georgia, the towns up in the North Georgia Mountains. And it's the same thing up there. Thank God I have a pickup truck, you know, in addition to Kathy's fuel-efficient vehicle. I have a pickup truck. And, well, I'll just leave the rest of your imagination. But it allows us to get to drive around in North Georgia and do things like buy tomatoes from the roadside stands and go into the state or the national parks at the Appalachian Trail and look at the waterfalls. And, you know, it's really great. But the same kind of people, Jamie, in North Georgia as South Georgia, they scare the hell out of me, you know? They really do. So when I'm in the North Georgia Mountains, I just talk like that. I just try to be like Zell Miller. Hey, what's happening, man? What's up? Hey, any Negroes around here? No? Oh, that's good. Yes, sir. Well, we're going to go hunting. Yeah, we are. We're going to go hunting liberals and killing stuff, you know? Hey, good to see you. You like my truck? Yeah, isn't that a hell of a truck? No, I took off the rebel flag, you know. Whatever, you know, and once we go hunting, then we can go fishing. Yeah, you got any Negroes around here? Yeah.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best impossible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
I see a lot of the bubbas who work in my administration who've shown up.
Before the hour, before I forget, the program tonight engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Thanks, guys. Linda Blake. Oh, God, I knew I was going to do that. Linda Blake answered your calls. Thank you, Linda. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Catherine Bay produced here in Atlanta. Who am I leaving out? Visit the airamericaradio.com. Visit their website. Check it out. They link, I believe, to my site. Come over and have fun, but go to AAR.com, AirAmericaRadio.com. And also, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Ben Birch at White Rose Society archives this program every single night or overnight or something, but it's always there the next day. So if you miss any of it, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. Bingo. Ah. Todd is calling from Pennsylvania. Todd, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, Mr. Malloy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but call me Mike.
Mike, all right.
The only people that call me Mr. Malloy are police officers when they're telling me to pull over and get out of the car, okay?
Fair enough, Mike.
Right.
Actually, you know, really big fan, you know, even though I only caught you on your third to last show off of the White Rose Society. But bigger things to discuss, actually. You know, I had told your producers that, about the Iraq War.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to people again and again on cable news, on the radio, and on TV discuss the Iraq War, but there's a significant fact perpetually left out, which is the fact that Colin Powell was in Egypt in 2001, February, talking about the fact that Hussein was simply contained. Sanctions had worked. He was in the box, and there was nothing more to worry about.
Yeah, I remember reading the article that laid out what Colin Powell said. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I had the transcript here, you know, with the briefing to the Department of State, and you know, I don't wonder why, but you know, it's frustrating that people just. They won't bring this forward.
I understand the frustration. I swear to God, I understand it, Todd. The Democrats don't bring it forward. Talk radio, except people on this network, perhaps, don't bring it forward. The editorial writers, journalists, television commentators, I don't know. I understand your frustration. Either we are dealing with the most criminal a conspiracy ever put together by a political organization, the Bush crime family, or...
I think we are, yeah.
Or all this stuff is just mere coincidence.
Coincidence is very generous, and you have a very generous nature, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, I think it's time for someone, and, you know, I think you have the nerve to actually put this forward and say, look, you know... you know, Colin Powell in 2001 went ahead and said he is no threat.
Well, truth be told, I have talked about this on the air, not on this program, but the program I did right before joining Air America Radio. We talked about that. I don't know how far to push the idea of a massive conspiracy brought about by the highest levels of members of the United States government to commit endless war to invade other countries. Sure, Saddam Hussein was a jackass. Sure, he should have been taken out.
Yeah, jackass to start, yeah.
Yeah, but he should have been taken out by his own people. You know, I don't know how far to go with that. On the radio. I mean, I believe I believe it's just a massive conspiracy. I go so far as to believe that the members of the Bush crime family understood fully that there was going to be horrendous attack on this country and decided to do nothing about it. In other words, what Representative Cynthia McKinney said before she was defeated in 2002. By the way, she has been reelected. She won the Democratic Party.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Yeah, here in the fourth district, and she will be representing that district in Washington again. But as far as I'm concerned, the Bush administration, members of the Bush administration, understood if they weren't involved in setting it up, and I don't want to go quite that far, they understood that something horrible was going to happen in this country, and they chose consciously and deliberately to allow it to happen.
Mike, I do believe it was a willful ignorance.
Well, that's that would be the best scenario.
Not even ignorance, but simply that it's coming and this will absolutely be a boon to us.
Well, I think about the 3,000 people who died, and I also remember Bush's statement that he hit the trifecta, and it just makes me sick. I've never been ashamed to be an American except for the past 3 years.
Believe me, I know at the time of 9/11, I was living in Brooklyn, and I watched the whole day unfold from the rooftop of my house.
Good Lord.
And, you know, we had to breathe that air, and we couldn't go out without
bandanas on our faces, something to... Well, anyway, what he has done with that date is criminal.
I understand, and I don't disagree. Todd, got a boogie. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, appreciate you checking in. We have very little time left, but Dale in Manhattan has been holding on since God was a teenager. Dale, welcome to the program. I'm sorry, we only have a minute or two, pal.
Okay, I have two words. Frances Farmer. Do you know about her?
She was the actress that... wait a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, she's the one that got the lobotomy.
She got a lobotomy.
Right.
And you know her history, that when she was in high school, she wrote an essay? You know this?
Probably not.
Okay, we're going back to a long time ago, an hour ago, when you were talking about mental health issues.
Yeah, she got the lobotomy for being a communist because she wrote a paper on Russia.
Yeah, she wrote a paper when she was in high school on Russia, and she won the contest and got to go to Russia.
Right.
And she was, like, in their crosshairs from then on.
Right.
And she lived in Seattle, and there were several other people in Seattle, including politicians, who got these lobotomies.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were other politicians. I mean, the whole thing that you were talking about with, you know, the mandatory mental health testing.
Mental health testing. Oh, God.
It's hideous. I mean, I'm just sitting here like...
I hear you.
You know.
Getting goosebumps. Dale, we're out of time. Hey, I'm sorry you were on hold for so long. Call
it's
back again, and I'll bump you to the head of the line.
Well,
thanks, Dale.
I got to hear you in New York for an hour when I wouldn't... They pull the plug on us here.
I hear you. Thanks, Dale. Got a boogie.
Okay, thanks.
Have a nice evening. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in or calling in or just kicking back and choking on this whole thing. We do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station. Y'all have a great night. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
That there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house at somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
Bills, bills, paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon Lulldepine Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No permit. New York City denies a second anti-war application to rally in Central Park. Hours after the anti-war group broke an agreement with the city today and renewed its fight to protest in Central Park the day before the Republican convention, city officials denied the park permit request and accused the group of engaging in theatrics and likely sending the matter to court. United for Peace and Justice announced today it was backing out of the compromise reached with the city last month to stage the massive August 29th rally on the West Side Highway and submitted a second application. The Parks Department turned the group's original application down, saying it would damage the grass. Today they denied the Zeppelin application, saying it was essentially the same application. Leslie Kagan, head of the anti-war organization, said the group will meet with lawyers to see if there's a lawsuit they should pursue. A plea from the head of the 9/11 Commission, if not now, when? With those words, 9/11 Commission Chairman Tom Kaine challenged Congress to act on its recommendations to overhaul the way intelligence is gathered, processed, and funded by the federal government. Kaine says You have one chance every generation to reform government. He thinks this may be our generation's chance. And he says timing is everything. Kane says right now Congress, the president, and the man seeking the White House with the Democrats all support most of the recommendations made by the commission. Kane's comments came after Pennsylvania Congressman Kurt